Okay, this is warranty,
right? No, I mean, well, welcome to the last show of the year. You know, a very special podcast, near and dear to my heart.
Don't sigh.
I'm going to sigh. Well, because it's taking me six fucking hours to get y'all to shut the fuck up so we can fucking talk about it. Technically, we are. However, so, I had to go to the bathroom. Everyone knows I sit in the fucking bathroom for 16 hours.
Those are your office hours.
So I was in the bathroom pampering myself.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And, you know, I came out after 12 o'clock, but this is the last goddamn show of the year, okay? And I've waited all this year to put the world-renowned, mystical opening Run DMC, Tribe Called Quest, Elbow Rubbing Bitch together. Today on the show, we have Miss Mecca, the homewrecker. And, you know.
Hello.
Hell is wrong.
I don't know, like, I'm not going to tell you his government name. That's for me to use. So we have Nuki on the show today. He's going to offer the, the very much well-spoken, thought about the answer before he said it conversation. You know, it's fine. I'm going to chime in. Y'all know this is Mecca's show, right? Okay. I'm just saying.
I really feel special because
she's been trying to feel special for the last 48 hours.
Yeah, forever, no.
And you know, I've been trying to let her know. Nobody is special when it comes to me. However, I think I made my friends feel special about 3 times today, so I'm on a fucking roll.
And you are special.
Who, Mecca?
I know that I make you feel special.
There y'all go. You hear it?
I ain't.
And we are 2 seconds in this motherfucker.
It's okay to have feelings. That is natural.
Help.
It's a natural thing.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to finally give this show a little structure. And I just want to talk about the year. The year until 2019. All the you got me fucked up moments. Mm-hmm. All of the, that shit went right over my head. The where they do that at type shit. You know, like, just.
Damn, bitch, you might not know who the fuck I
am. Right, all those moments.
All the, how dare you.
Damn.
Like, bitch, I'm finna go. Back to that big house.
Savage mode.
playing.
Yeah, too much.
You know, I'm tired of playing with these motherfucking women's children because I'm tired of putting my hands on these women's sons. Okay, that's the shit I'm on. It's just bullshit and pushing it. You know, I'm not gonna say the year was totally lost. It went by fast, and I believe it started to go by fast because everybody started receiving the same bullshit.
It went by fast because motherfucker tried, motherfucker like they was slow.
It's all is a test.
I mean,
do better.
Didn't I tell you?
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it's all is a test.
Positive Patty, here we
because
go.
Because guess what? It's been.
This nigga don't know about
the We've all been in school. We've been going. We still in school.
Well, I mean, this year just showed me. It gave me 12 months of the snakes I'm going to have to deal with this year.
I can sit here and say, y'all sit here and say that all the people that they meet, you know, good, they meet slowly, but surely just missing themselves.
I mean, but why it take 12 months to get rid of the motherfuckers?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you could have just stayed where the fuck you was and never came in my life at all.
Sometimes it wouldn't take you
to
understand.
To be honest.
It's just what it is sometimes.
I mean, not with everybody. I don't believe in that. I really don't believe in that. I don't believe in that.
We get tested on things in different scenarios, different ways.
Well, a lot of us are in our own fucking way, and we need to get the fuck out of our own way and let the universe take over.
True story. That's what it all boils down to. It all boils down to you, yourself. Nobody else.
Exactly. So
most of the time, I'm angry with myself. I'm not really angry with people. I'm just angry with myself.
Yes.
You ever heard somebody be like, I'm more upset with myself because I allowed something to go on that I know I didn't deal with?
Publicly
deal with it, basically. You know?
No, that.
No, for me, my issue is self discipline. Have a little bit more self discipline.
I don't have any of that. I shop like I got. I shop
like I got bags on.
Bags on. Right, like I just, you know.
Yes.
My idea for a good day is Family Dollar and Walmart.
Exactly.
It used to be Amazon and Wish, but now, you know, it's more Walmart clearance.
Wish upon.
That's my point. I have the same habit.
So the man
I like to shop.
Yeah.
You know.
My mom always told me, and I must say,
activities.
Yeah, that part, but at the same token, she said, hell, the fuck you got down? We don't window shop. Fuck you going to the mall for if you ain't got no motherfucking money.
Yeah, my mom still talks like that.
Yeah, that part. Because you're going to be tempted.
So,
she said, I ain't got no money, I ain't going nowhere. But I'm not going to see it. My mom's not the girl in the club for the free drinks. Trust me.
Okay, so let me just back up a bit. Miss Meth of the Homewrecker, that came from...
Nobody wanted to know. It was a cute name. Nobody gives a fuck. I like it. Ever since I heard it. You asked a question?
Yes.
Oh, because I'm going to say, I don't give a fuck. I like it. Miss Meth of the Homewrecker. What's up?
So what was the biggest...
Bitch, I can't break up a home if it's happy.
So what was the biggest...
What the fuck moment for you in 2019?
Huh?
Where was the biggest wet the fuck moment for you in 2019?
Wait the fuck up moment?
Wet the fuck.
What the fuck?
Me?
I forgot the topic y'all said. But
we don't have a topic.
It was just, we were going to talk about the year in reflection. So I just want everyone to reflect on, you know, just certain things and what highlights of their year.
So on 2019, you guys felt like it was a good or bad year?
I feel as if.
It started off great. Wonderful. Around August,
she got all going downhill.
It ain't downhill, bitch. I had to dig myself up from grave. Okay, you understand me? So around August, it got real irritating to like wake up in the morning. It got real irritating.
You're saying depressing, like
it wasn't really depressed. It was just like I hate my job. I hate the people around me. I hate the house I stay in. I hate the way the air smells. I fucking hate my car. Like, I was getting a new car for 6 months. I finally got the car and drove it for 3 weeks. And nigga,
that part.
Mind you.
So.
It was kind of like a.
You know,
So it's just
that's my life. My life has always been.
And I don't do wrong.
It's not one thing that happened. It's 1,000 things that happened.
It's a conglomeration.
It's a conglomerate. You're right.
Very conglomerate. Mm-hmm. It's a combustion.
It's a melange and toi.
Yes. And for you all that don't know, yes, French.
Yeah, that's French. Probably with Francais.
Yes, that part.
I am a man that wears many hats.
Bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va tout? That part.
However,
at the end of the day.
But you know.
So you know, if you say that, everything
before me.
Just nothing.
That part.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
This is what we give. Yeah. You cannot say a bunch of shit and then say, bitch. Everything before me is nothing. So you might stop.
2019 was great, but just smaller than her.
No. 2014 was a good year, baby.
Just for me.
I remember.
Speaking for myself. Not to speak for everybody in the room, but speak for myself.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Just saying, because, you know, I have.
But what was the highlight?
More
sir, what was the highlight of your year?
Highlights of my year?
Oh, highlights. We're doing highlights. Do you remember those books?
I have a few
highlights. They had the footnotes in them.
The highlights.
Yeah.
I know I'm a job hopper.
Do you remember that
episode? I'm a job hopper. I've had several jobs over 2019. So those of you who say that there's no jobs out there, you're bullshit.
Yeah,
get your lazy ass up and get out there and get a job. I just literally had 3 interviews like lined up right now.
But I'm gonna say something too.
It depends on what type of position you're trying to play.
Not even that, it's just certain people, I think I've said this before on my podcast, but me myself, when I get a job, I have to keep it. I don't get hired like that because I'm not personable. In the interviews, I know what I know. You're not gonna tell me that I have to listen to someone who has less credentials than I do. So I know what I know.
Right.
And you
I agree.
You
and fuck you, bitch. I can own this.
It's just once you teach me something, once you teach anyone something, you can't take it back.
That's why
you can't take back my education. You can take anything. You take everything you want from me, but you can't take my education. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you try to take my education, so you mean tell me that this woman lied to me and told me that 1 + 1 did not equal, it doesn't equal 2?
Like, not selling anything mediocre, period.
I don't need to work here.
Oh, no, nothing's mediocre.
The only reason I sell them because I have children I have to take care of, but fuck that.
That's not selling.
My
that's
skills, just my skills and my experience
chance
is
choice.
Enough is worth. You know what I'm saying?
He makes choices.
You make choices, and you want to be here for your kids.
Yeah, well, guys.
And I get that.
Got fired from a job.
Lies.
No, I haven't.
I got fired from a couple because of my mouth.
Because of my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
I know you.
Because you know,
once
I care. No. It's just like I'm just not taking no bullshit. No, not knowing that bullshit, I'm not going for that.
He takes it a little too personal.
No, I don't take it personal.
Well, you're supposed to
take it. It's just once I learned about law. Once I learned about law.
Okay, so hold up. When you say stay in a
meaning I hired you
pretty much
for one thing. But I don't need you in my ear telling me how to do my job.
No, it's not that. I don't never tell them how to do their job. I always suck it up and just do what the fuck they say.
In a sadistic but, asshole
type. Narcissist.
But when Brandon's the asshole out of me. No, listen, let me explain.
And then he bounces off on his
toes. No, no, let me explain.
It really pisses you off.
Let me explain. No.
You say something real smart.
This is exactly how it is. The last job I was at, I know what the people been doing. Big boss, the manager, emailed me telling me what a great job.
That's the big boss, the manager.
No, but he's missing the whole point.
No, listen.
I'm just letting everybody know that you have not divulged the main issue of why these people turn on you.
Because I'm an asshole.
No, it ain't even you the asshole. Well, you basically tell these folks when you finna work, what you finna do,
you're right.
What you ain't gonna do. And I got three kids, and if any one of them is sick, I ain't got no babysitter, I ain't coming to work.
Rules and
so hold up.
That's how he go in the door.
But I can relate to that because I'm like that. I'm like,
this is how I go in the door.
I'm like that before I'm hired, exactly
what position I'm looking for, what the hours I'm looking for. And before I tell you that, I'll let you know what my situation is to see if you got the hours to fit in between those time frames.
No one does.
But so what does it mean?
They seem to want to work with me.
Because what?
He knows how to take an interview.
Those are skills you have to learn.
He knows how to take it. See, I don't have that cool.
And my resumes are always handpicked from somebody above the general manager.
Okay, so hold up.
As well.
So here we go with like kind.
And
he's going to get better.
No, here we go with like kind.
I've gotten a lot better.
I have three kids.
You're going to get better with authority. You're going to get better when you apply for the higher level positions and there's no one to talk to about it.
Exactly.
That's what I mean when I say you're going to
get better. There's nothing.
I can never call out of work. I'm the one everyone else calls out to.
Running your own business. That's going to be tough. That's where I feel. That's what I'm get prepared.
You ain't got the time.
You gotta make the time.
Because everybody that claims that they want to start their own business, that shit's tough.
It's
a lot more tough than working 9 to 5. You go with
your
own
business, you have to be
ready. It's tough. Got to be built for it too.
Sunday on Sunday.
Don't get tricked out your money.
24/7. Rain, sleet, sun, snow,
sleet. Sunday on Sunday. Okay, hold up. Now, I get what you're saying because I know that you know and you saw me doing that Sunday on Sunday.
Because you can't deal with basic people.
Hold up. You understand what I'm saying?
How you going to deal with the
Sunday
people?
On Sunday. Assholes. Did you hear what I said?
Groups are always easier to hurt than basic people.
Yeah, okay.
We see that right now, today. China.
Wolves and shoe clothes.
Well, basic is defined.
Basic is defined on what?
Perception. So whatever your perception is,
a basic.
And perception is created in your childhood.
No, that's the vantage point. Perception.
That's the first stages.
Okay, everybody look at this blue thing on the floor. I see the front, you see the side, she sees the back. I don't see the back.
To your personality being exact.
Define the word.
But throughout, define, say it, come again.
Perception. I'm going to show you perception. Look at this blue hover around right here. What do you see? The side and maybe the top of the other side, right? I only see the front. Mecca sees the back and the side.
And I see the different.
That's perception.
And I see the top of it.
Based on where you are is what you see.
Right, exactly. That's what you see. Right. And some things can also, perception can be also
manipulated.
Manipulated.
That's That's why I said real. Believe half of what you see in every
okay, because well, people get
the time to spin. We get the truth for the spin. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much the point I was trying to get at. What? Like, believing in manipulation.
Manipulation? Oh, there's massive manipulation on this earth. Through I music. Ran into quite a few this
like
year.
I said earlier, through frequencies. Through music, quite TV. A few this year. You know, all kinds of shit. Food, all that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? If I could look at my child and look at his lips and tell he ain't been drinking water.
That's you smart.
Well, I'm keep I'm be honest. I know in my household, we scared to drink. I'll be honest. We scared to drink
all
tap water.
All on the whole podcast.
We're afraid to drink tap water in my house. Even bottle water, we scared to drink that shit.
I'm scared to not take care of my motherfucking kids by any means fucking necessary.
One thing about
chance
it.
And choice. My motherfucking chance one was goddamn being back out here with my motherfucking kids. And my choice is goddamn by any means necessary. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I got to do to make sure they okay.
As a mother and me as a single father, your parents and instincts are supposed to kick in.
It's
supposed to.
But that's understood. That's understood between you two.
You know what I'm saying?
Not the listeners.
But. That's
so you have to explain
that's
it.
A debatable topic right there because
I'm everything I talk about is up for speculation.
My friend here is a single mother.
Everything we talk about is up for speculation.
You know, everything is, like you said, all about perception. All about the knowledge you have.
Whatever you perceive, that's on your
that's on your understanding. Everybody's that's not on your, vibrating on the same frequency.
I'm just
understanding. Understanding.
Okay, so it's just like this. Point blank, period.
This
bottom
is
line,
this is great.
Why do you think they yeah, got them give you? Content. Why do you, they think you give? They give you six numbers or eight numbers in a fucking a punctuation for a password and all this and all that. If you want to get them get in depth with this shit,
because they're tired. Because everyone, if
2, 4, 6, 8.
Even numbers,
and I'm an even mother.
Contains no prime numbers.
Exactly.
There's several things you can say about that statement.
Yes, but odd 7, number 7.
Tell me what
there are multiples of 2.
Exactly.
How the hell do they get everybody a fucking phone number, some kind of number? Don't numbers get used more than once? This might sound weird, but like the sequences of phone numbers. Like, mm-hmm. How many times can you put some numbers in sequences without them having match up
to
be the same?
Georgia ran out of numbers a long time.
Pretty much.
No, say, for instance, me in Georgia, and you got somebody in California. Mm-hmm. It's possible for two people to have the exact same.
This white woman calls me from Las Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
And she out, and what it is right. She misses one of the
frequencies,
numbers.
I think.
No.
You know what my daughter told me?
She
was like, whoever.
She literally sent me pictures of her children and everything because my number is similar to her daughter's number. Her daughter's number is like 404-518. I think it's 2820. It's something real. It's one number off. Because for years I've been getting this white woman popping up all around the holidays.
Yeah, just like just like how a motherfucker be trying me and shit.
Yeah.
Sending me goddamn all these flaw ass text messages talking about, I'll be able to work tomorrow. Who the fuck is this?
No, you just probably got the number over there.
No, fuck
but
that.
But see, then that's when you're like, bitch, I had this number for like 16 years.
Yeah,
like,
but no, still don't get
it. It'd be before you'd be like, but this ain't the number no more. They still be calling.
But like
come on, catfish is real, guys.
Just like my daughter said, she changed her number. You know?
That's fucked up. You should get your ass beat.
I catfish you.
You should get your ass beat.
I catfished you
6 years
ago.
But hold on.
I did.
My perception.
It wasn't me. I
wasn't
being funny.
My perception.
And I seen a real nigga over there, so it was nothing.
My perception of catfish is somebody saying they somebody really not.
Oh,
no, that's catfish.
Oh, so they should get an Abby. So my whole baby daddy should get his Abby.
Because I seen a TV show about said catfish.
Okay, well, fuck a TV show. We talking about real life, nigga. Fuck that.
My nigga.
I don't want to be quiet. Fuck a TV show.
But y'all, you have to be respectful.
Okay.
You got to let it
be. Man, this is us. We love each other. This is us. So if you like it,
great content.
Woo, Lord.
This is straight raw.
Yeah, it's supposed to get under your skin.
It's authentic.
Ooh.
Not synthetic. This is carbon copy. I am a carbon copy. Natural being in the flesh.
Yeah.
I'm just loving
it. Yeah, so.
And by the way. I am a Moor. That way,
I'm a Moor too. Guess what? Because I am more than I was in 2019.
This is Nuki. I'm now going to give you some real talk, my Nuki. You know what I'm saying? So, food for thought.
That nigga say this, quote unquote.
You can go look this up for yourself, and what I'm speaking to is facts.
No, you know that knowledge you're gonna give is to be paid for.
Period. Don't get too much.
You said enough. You gotta repeat yourself. It's on record. It's on record.
Nationality.
If they want to hear it, they
what's
can
our nationality?
This for them to figure out.
No.
Yeah, that.
Exactly.
Cause we'll quarter everything.
I'm trying to get listens. So they fucking missed it. They gotta
that's
go
the
fuck back.
Nationality. What is your nationality?
Hey, motherfucker.
They're gonna say the shade they are, of course.
Oh. Like what my baby said, I am Mexican, Indian, Irish, black and white.
What is your nationality?
My nationality is I'm international. Try that.
That is not a nationality.
Yeah, it is. International.
She's tired more. She's married.
Well, you're subject to jurisdiction there.
Subject to
you are my slave.
You still talking?
No, I ain't no. Who me? I'm who slave.
Stop giving away free information.
Okay. However.
Yeah, we gotta pay. For
only
it. We gotta pay to get naturalized.
Well,
why would you tell somebody that?
What?
They don't know what it is. Some people may understand. Some people may not.
Well, that's going to be a topic on one of my shows.
Let me display it through my
once thoughts. I get a little bit more information.
Listen, how I talk.
And I invite someone on the show because I already requested an audience with Queen.
You get it?
Thank you,
baby. Display it through my art.
I was talking about you.
Oh.
Listen, how I talk.
Then you chomp me up.
No, I was requesting. He knows what I'm talking about. It's the lady that I tried to get you to watch. You said it's 2 hours long. I've been watching it. The Queen lady, the one who tells you to stay on the square. I already. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also coming up this month, we're gonna have my motherfucking homegirl, Miss Almost a Millionaire, on Instagram, OnlyFans, and Snapchat. Miss Almost a Millionaire herself is coming through the Grace, the Chance and Choice show, and I can't wait because she's the female version of me.
Somebody, the niggas from the reality show.
Mm-mm. Oh. This is Chance and Choice.
You stupid!
I just had to ask.
Yeah, oh my God. They can't even text you.
You talking about the brother?
Yeah, the brother.
And then they were named Chance and Choice.
They named for Real Chance of Choice. Yeah, but they didn't where this came from. Yeah. This came from me pissing out the window 2 summers ago. And I said, hey, let's make a podcast because my fucking drug.
Hey, I'll be honest. I pissed out the window. I'm going to keep it real. Now I got to piss.
If the window is at my waist, and I'm not.
He said, I didn't, nigga. I cut squares, I screamed, nigga.
Piss in sinks.
You were the reason I cut squares, I screamed, nigga. That part, nigga. And you know who the fuck I'm talking to, nigga.
I piss. If I got to pee, straight like this.
Like, thanks to some of my other friends, I learned how to pee in a bottle. I never knew how to pee in a bottle till this year.
Yeah, that part, sir.
Like, you got to put your whole head in there.
Yeah, my mama gave me a cup.
Are you driving?
My mama gave me a cup. I think I crashed.
I also learned how to do some other things when I drive.
Yeah, like a lot of things. And look, five things at one time.
I'm good on that.
My son do it. Let me tell you one thing. I picked my son up from school, right? We got to the bottom of the hill. That got to pee. He just whipped his thing out of pee.
No, but that's indecent exposure.
I'm dead serious. He got it.
You tell me, like, hide behind a bush or something?
Yeah, he seen how I do it, but he got it from me.
That's not the right answer.
But, exactly.
Hey, y'all hear something funny? I mean, one time, my son, he was like, about to take it back. He said, Daddy, he get bigger. Pointing his dick. I just died.
Oh, that's so cute.
Right, I just died. I was
well,
like,
that's a good thing.
I don't know
that's
where he get there from.
Yeah. For me.
That's a good thing that he told you.
For me and
that he, for me you, that's a good thing. Trust. Trust.
Because a couple of my friends found out they had big dicks like 2 years ago, apparently. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mind you, I think I just discovered mine today.
So what he said now, because you shaved all the blood, and I am the blood.
Oh yeah, I shaved the first time.
Yeah, all that silky smoothness.
And it feels so good. And I take this statement. I retract the statement where men who shave their balls and their dick is our hoes. I retract that statement because I don't really think that you are technically a hoe. But
you want to see what you got.
Sometimes, but I just did it because number one, it's the new year. It's the new year.
You want to do something different.
I just feel like. You know,
guess what's an ice me?
Those like
is that a switch?
When you fucking, you can't lean back and
look at
it.
Yeah.
You fucking,
because he remembers Sam telling him that.
You should have said yes.
I said no, it ain't a switch. I said why you said it? Because Sam said that. I said yeah, it is. If you be bad,
sting the motherfucking leg.
See, they don't even have trees that grow out in this motherfucker no more in the eighth. Well, we had to go out there and pick them motherfuckers out.
They sell them in Pier 1.
Well, we had to go pick them motherfuckers out.
They sell them in Pier 1.
fuck that.
Yeah, real shit, you have pecan trees. Girl,
you should really take like no shade.
Motherfucking goddamn blueberry trees. Bushes. Raspberry trees.
My grandma used to be like, go get the switch and braid them bitches together.
They got a 10-mile right now. All the tree been cut down.
Look, because they passed the law. They started in Florida.
They got deers.
They passed the law in Florida.
Ride through the hood.
They started in Florida. They passed the law. Because the big corporations stated that the lemons, the natural plants and lemons and fruits that was growing
these limes in folks' yards like,
was costing them money. So they paid the folks off. And so they went to everybody's yard. And it started in Florida. And took out their lemon trees. So it's illegal for them to grow lemons. Same thing in Georgia.
Well.
Just like, no, let me tell you why it's illegal for them to grow trees. You want to know why it's illegal for them to grow those specific trees? Because those specific trees have seeds that are already in the ground and have not been cleaned by Monsanto.
Hey, thank you.
Right, that's going to be my next point.
That soil has already been rooted.
Yeah, it's already been
rooted. It's already been so it doesn't matter what you put on there. Anything you put there is going to be cricket.
So those of you who are trying to get away from GMOs, guess what? You're not.
Yeah,
well, fuck that. No, fuck that.
Why don't you pay no get full of Chinese food? But nigga, we ain't Chinese.
Unless
we were raised on rice and goddamn
fuck. But listen to this though.
This is a very informative show, by the way.
I'm not religious or nothing, but this is science. I'm going to give you right now.
Everything.
This is science
going
to give you.
I don't know how the fuck you think we're going to save us if we tell everybody everything.
Everything that we need.
Niggas are crabs in the bucket. Everything they're going to learn this shit and they're not going to do nothing for it. Don't tell nobody.
I agree with you on that.
Stop. Let us live like kings.
I put my
let
foot down.
Let them peasants live like
kings. I put my foot down. I'm not taking small steps.
Fuck helping the world, okay?
I'm telling you. We got to help ourselves.
Thank you. Stop telling these motherfuckers.
Fuck you talking about.
Helping myself.
Yes, the world.
Well, you know, that's your conscience. I don't give a fuck about the world.
Okay.
The world spit me up and shit. Okay,
so let me tell you what my world consists of.
But.
Okay, so do you think motherfuckers ever went to the moon?
Just that one.
No, bitch.
No.
Just that one person, though, can make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might possibly be you.
Possibly. You never know.
You're attached to me, so hell, I guess.
I feel like this is my mission.
Hey, okay, answer the question.
I love y'all.
You even use my shit for no platform. You better get your own podcast.
Oh, what?
No, get your own
podcast. Yeah, stop trying to act like Malcolm X. Put his hand up. Rise the people, power to the people.
Speaking of us, in 5 minutes, I'm putting his ass out.
I'm talking about he's trying to be really too. And
he is very.
Okay, we know you're very intelligent. We know you're very eclectic.
Man,
and all
this podcast is about. Come on, have fun. This podcast is about what's happening.
Would you keep
Yeah, but whatever ain't whatever.
It is about whatever. I don't want to talk about no goddamn politically correct, incorrect government.
Fuck that shit. Hey, man, Happy New Year.
Bye bye.
Thank you. There we go. Now we back on the same page.
What a thought.
Come fly my drone for me.
Whatever you left the motherfucking hoes in.
Oh, that shit.
That nigga was just freestyling like T.I.
I'm going to tell you, like, hey, they had folks.
This nigga turned into goddamn PBS in 6 minutes.
After school special ending.
Nobody's drinking GMOs. Everybody. Fuck this. Niggas don't know what GMO means.
Y'all ever seen Jingo?
Okay, yes.
Should
we
see
tell
the
them
Jingo?
Again?
And they were like,
yeah.
You got that one nigga out of 10,000.
But you know what else, too? I'm going to pull you back, too. Because somebody, it's a very important thing about Django. Django's the black man played by Jamie Foxx. In the whole movie, he's what? Riding a horse, correct?
Yeah,
so do you know why white people hate black people when they're riding a horse? Because they have to look up to them.
And yeah, that part too. Like you have them high porches.
I deal with that when I go to work because I walk with my head high.
Yeah,
my energy is always exfoliating this.
You are lying. Your energy is not always giving very ray of sunshine.
Why you think you special? Because you got freckles, nigga?
No, he likes it.
Cause
you know, light skin people.
Because he got freckles.
Because I am special.
Because he got freckles.
Let me tell you what.
Because
I am special. Because he fucking likes
it. Listen to me, though. Because I'm happy. And I know who I am. I'm happy with myself.
Yeah, I'm happy too.
And I love the people that God has placed in my life. And I'm thankful for the ones that he has taken away.
I really appreciate that spiritual inquisition.
I can't help and I can't help but be myself.
Bro,
I'm gonna be the best me I can be, and I'm gonna be 100 with you. 100%.
Fuck that 100.
That's what I fell in love with.
Straight like that.
Okay, so well, I'm not gonna limit myself to goddamn.
But I don't like everybody.
Only thing I like a lot of people talk about in my real
thing. Not saying y'all, but I'm just saying like general.
I don't like.
But that's the reasons and seasons thing that I be talking about.
I love everybody. Everybody get a chance of me unless you got there show me otherwise. But that's your bridge you work.
It must be real like that. Real like whimsical inside of your body.
Not whimsical.
It has to be because baby. I don't know how people do it.
Do what?
Like just
deal with
rubber
motherfuckers.
Baby, rubber baby monkey bumpers. I have to date a people ain't
gonna. Oh my god! Like you like really want me? My folks really want to see me got down there spaz. And like when he see me get crunk a little bit, he gets so happy in his mind.
Not people. That's what I meant. Work. Now, okay. But y'all are not people. I'm cool. I'm good. But you know what I'm saying?
But that's because I absorb energy.
Right. Yeah. I feel it. Right. Like, I feel me sad and all that. And for some reason, you know, like, I've noticed, like, especially like in college and stuff, motherfuckers always clean and want my help and want the answers and shit. But then get
right.
And me call me an asshole.
But when I don't want to fuck with you, why they call me an asshole, though?
Because I always put the weakest link on the dishes in culinary school. I put them on, you get in a dish pit straight like that. And goddamn, make it do what it do. Yeah, I remember one time we had a final exam.
Everybody
we had to make mother sausage, right?
They tell me
and guess what?
Right.
Guess what? The whole
fuck you asked me for.
How the fuck you gonna ask for my help and then you just called my whole mama?
Listen,
you just said thank you.
Because I had three of my classmates.
Bitch.
You gotta be like, oh,
I had three of my classmates and I was making the mother sausage.
You know what I'm talking about.
They kept asking me, Mark, what goes in this sauce? I hit
talking about.
Guess what? I failed my fucking test by helping somebody else. So,
yeah, that's how I go. You always feel
the
same
way. Fuck that. Y'all open the door to this shit, bitch. You asked me. What do you want me to do? What do you want? Hey, you get on this. You help me with this.
Hey, assholes live forever.
But guess what I did? I just sat back like this here. Make sure y'all did it right.
Yeah, they do unless they butt plug.
And then too, I went to Job Corps just to get away. I was already had high school education and a college education. And I went there, I felt like it was insulting my fucking intelligence. Like, fuck out of here.
So chance of choice.
I went to Job Corps to just get away from my environment. I sat back and I was looking at all people I was hanging around. I'm like, y'all nigga lying before.
Well, you can't judge anyone.
I'm not judging anybody. I'm just coming to reality into who I really am.
Okay, so
listen, if we just be quiet, listen, I'm not judging anyone.
And
I'm
you
saying,
see this
I'm realizing that the people I'm around are really lame to me. And I don't really walk like this.
And you see is why I do not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm getting money. My brother get money. I got them. Y'all niggas ain't doing shit.
What am I talking
about? No, because I was talking about debt. Because we talking about...
It's not about money.
Ain't nothing about money with me. Because see, I don't stress about money or food or nothing. Because get what? Got that shit come tenfold. You hear me? You understand?
That's why I said it must be whimsical inside your body.
That shit come tenfold.
What? Motherfucker. I said, that's why I said it must be whimsical in your body. Because I literally know you personally. I literally know you do not stress about
I don't understand what whimsical means.
Whimsical is like...
Yeah, exactly. I can remember.
Yes. I am, but honestly, that's really how I am all the time. I'm a human. I have my moments.
What you told me when you see me walk in the door?
This is the energy that I absorb. Right. This is the energy that I absorb.
Right.
Your energy, his energy, the world around me. It's
anything outside these doors.
So it affects me.
Like a complete stranger.
Right. I've been trying to bring
both y'all
conversations to me for like 20
minutes. I can feel and know something really going on.
What you said to me?
It's called intuition.
Before me, you even had a one-on-one. I ain't never got nothing sitting there hand on one. I done seen you. I knew you my folk friend. You know what I'm saying? What you said? Why you looking like that? No, what you said? Why you like that? Why you looking like that? You being all happy and jolly. What's going on? I just want you to know everything gonna be all right. Dead right though.
Stargazer.
He's
a stargazer.
That day, I could not help myself.
So light workers are stargazers.
I tried my best, like, to stay in my lane, but I couldn't help myself. I just read and I felt it. Like, I just felt it. Like,
some people are
put
here to motivate.
When I feel people injured, like, I really feel it. It almost like I become them. Does that make sense?
I absorb it and then I try to fix it. That's my
it's point. Like for instance, like I'm reading the text message or letter somebody text.
What they call those things?
I can read their text or their letter, like in their voice.
You know why I don't write poems no more? Let me tell you why I don't write poems no more.
My reading comprehension is phenomenal.
No, the reason I don't write fucking poems no more is because I know, because the motherfucker, the motherfucker that I actually sat down and I actually, I'm locked up and I'm in prison, right, at this time.
I don't understand that statement, not to cut you off, but earlier you told me you want to write books. I don't understand that statement, not to cut you off, but you still, but I'm saying though, it's the same thing. No one has had the floor without sidebars.
Y'all have the floor.
No,
because I apologize. We're all very passionate
people. Don't apologize if you don't mean it.
Well, I mean it.
Because
I don't ever say
you're
sorry.
You're going to do it now.
I don't ever say
right
sorry.
Now.
I'm
no,
saying
no one
I apologize.
Said, no one,
because you're not going to say you sorry. Come on, niggas. Because
I'm not a sorry motherfucker.
He's not a sorry motherfucker.
But I will apologize.
Have you heard that line?
Because I have been cutting y'all off. And I apologize.
I know, baby. It's your show.
You know?
I love
it's
you.
It's all our show.
My man, take off. I have 18 more days to do. Go ahead. Get your life.
Just talking, shoot the shit.
And the Meg, I thought Meg was gonna be the star.
This is just like we've had a regular.
It's before
Sark
wasn't working then.
No,
yeah,
I'm not gonna be forced.
Yeah, because she's gonna spit something. I have a little hidden camera that
yeah,
I'm
song,
recording
I
her on, so I'm gonna put a little bonus episode together for.
Like really, shit, I'm not a star. New kids.
No, well, he is a star because he's light skinned. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. Mecca the home wrecker, you know, she would rather talk about how her home has been wrecked versus her wrecking these hoes' home. Yeah. My friend has changed so
everybody
much from when I first met her. I normally do plugs, but I stopped doing plugs.
Okay, so hold on.
I stopped taking pictures for a while. But Christmas was my comeback. Might I say the Christmas photo was delicious.
It was.
Big red bow. Somebody said the other day, they was like, hey, Beans, you had just a bow on, right? I was
like, yeah, that way, motherfucker.
Nothing else. It was really
hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. We should have a party like that where everybody got to have some time.
And who is everybody?
People that I'm going to
invite. People who are special.
Because I'm a social butterfly.
We don't do people.
Y'all don't do people. You have to do people. I that's another.
Okay, what I had said to you. I said, well, I'm just going to invite all Beans friends because I don't have any.
She did. That was so funny. I laughed my ass off.
Well,
and I was like, well, girl, at least I got friends. But no, she has friends. Mecca has friends.
I have family.
Okay. She has friends.
The only people that I'm going to
once
be around.
Once she stops absorbing their energy,
the only people I'm going to be around,
she'll have a lot more.
What?
People have to be, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
Reasons and seasons.
Yeah, a person.
Because
okay, a person
is some people are just a fill up space. They're waste of skin.
To be
some people are just a waste of skin,
right.
Waste of brain matter,
energy,
a waste of
energy.
Air. They're just to fill up fucking space,
I agree with
okay?
You on that.
Oh,
I agree
my hands
you
are full,
baby. I agree with you on that. I know I've said that statement before.
I'm a rolling.
And I've had.
Okay, exactly. So, hell, if my kids goddamn can breathe clearer and call stops. When
it's
they got
like,
there coming up.
But it's just like some people meet the
service.
It's
shelter.
And some people
yeah, we're not
going
to shelter those, not those beautiful souls. Those,
like
are, those aren't going
to
be sheltered.
In order to
they're
become a leader,
like
in order
you.
To
they
not
be
a servant.
What?
They're not going to be nothing like you. They can have your traits. They have character traits.
Okay, hold on.
You,
hold on.
You don't want your children to be like you.
Okay.
You don't.
Right.
You don't want your children to be like that.
Right.
Not a, that's just
they are going
to
have some of
their traits. They don't have character traits, but
they
you don't want them to be like
they are going to have some of your traits and their DNA.
Yeah. Your, some of
your
traits are toxic.
And the father.
And
but
you have to know who you
them.
Are, so you know. And people
you,
who did what you got to have.
You speaking from your own childhood experience.
No, I'm speaking from me being around her and knowing her. Some of her traits are toxic, okay? Everyone has toxic traits.
Like
it's
do,
real
man.
Human being
but
nature to have toxic traits.
My kids
traits.
Cuss them because everybody
okay,
cuss.
No, say what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying.
My kids
you,
fight.
You
no,
don't
no,
want
no,
your,
no,
but
no.
You don't want your kids to be just like you.
I never said I wanted my kids to be just like me. Of course, I want my kids to be better than me.
We're not talking about Zalia and her friends from Minneapolis.
Parent,
we're talking about Zanai and his girlfriend.
I think
girlfriend
with most parents, this is done on me. When most parents mean they say that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think they mean this exactly just like them, but they want them to have that go hard.
So
got a strong mentality trait.
Our parents,
no, no, hold on. No, but I'm listening to what you're saying.
Not the same mentality. But
no,
hell,
so you're saying
I'm
toxic because are you saying that I'm not paying attention?
First of all, I'm 12. Get the fuck out of my face. That's too much for one nigga. Okay?
Right. I agree with you on that.
Period.
But you're grown. Most parents just want the best for their kids.
Fuck what my mama wants for me. I'm going to come into my own and do what the fuck I want to do. Just like I've heard parents say, I'm going to do what I want to do. Right. So therefore, fuck what my mama wants for me. If this is my personality, if this is what I'm going to do, this is what I put on earth to do, bitch, you're going to let me get there on my own motherfucking time. Well, you understand me? So I may have character traits. Like my headstrongness, my will to speak up for myself. Those are traits that I don't mind my child taking from me. But the toxic traits for me, like the not giving a fuck about people's answers, or the disrespectfulness, or the rudeness, or the when you walk in the house, you speak. When you walk in the house, young man, you take your hat off.
Thank you for summing it up.
Like, you, yes, ma'am, no, sir. No, I'm saying yes, ma'am, no, sir. Right, shit. Right. Regular shit like that. You don't want little people out here representing you like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a nail right on the head.
That was perfect. For real.
But it's like, that's why it's like, okay.
Okay, so now, like, it's like, okay, now.
For instance,
I'm feeling bad.
Like my mom, she said she was never taught us the streets and showed her how to sell drugs and shit like that. That's a bad, toxic trait.
No, that's what I call useless talent.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to know how to roll a blunt.
But
you
it also could to, be a bad toxic trait.
Roll your clothes in a suitcase so they all fit for your weekend day trip.
But I think it also, too, prepare you for business money. Think about it. Anybody who sells drugs who got a lot of stuff, that's not true.
But they got the potential. That's my point. Prime example. They have potential, but they are not applying themselves or applying that energy in the right location. You're
right. So it's not gonna go right. Period. If you do anything with ill intention, anything for wrong, it's not going to go right.
Okay, hold up.
Both of y'all are my friends, so I think I told you, like, I just started making money in my clothes washing business.
Right.
A couple of years ago. Right. You know what I mean? Right. And that's because I was taking the quarters and buying snacks.
Right.
And I should have been saving the quarters and trying to get my own snack machine, right, basically. You understand?
So I have a plug on that.
What happened when you say that? Because rest in peace, my brother, but that was one of his plans before he passed away. He wanted to get vending machines. You know what I'm saying? He actually...
I can buy them off of what you call it. They only fit it all.
Okay, so my thing is this. Okay, my thing is this.
You got to jump in like that. See, that's why I love when people are with computers.
I mean, because every time I say something, he's got his hands open wide.
So what?
Like he's the
every
gift
time
God.
We talk, you want to cut us off too.
Technically, she had the floor right there.
Technically, what I'm saying is, she waited on you to interrupt her.
I had to. You didn't have to, but she waited on you. Why do you even stop me?
Just say what you have to say. I'm gone without that bullshit. Miss me without it. Well, okay, this is when we get wrapped up in the rudeness. I'm not trying to intentionally be rude.
No, I'm
here. We are entertaining the people.
Well, I ain't no entertaining.
Yes, you are right now. You are on this podcast for entertainment.
No. Fucking artists don't make no money. The entertainer makes all the coins. Beyonce, Solange,
I want to be the behind the scenes producer.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd rather be the writer.
Bitch, I want to be the entertainer.
Fuck the entertainer.
I want to be the my name in lights. Fuck you, man.
Oh, I didn't even know they had an ATL.
You can't cut out the middle man. You can't cut out the middle man and write and produce.
You know how they have Hollywood and Cali? They got ATL hood.
Oh, you talking about the ATL sign?
Like, yes, I saw it on.
You talking about the Hollywood sign?
Yes, they got ATL hood.
Where? I don't know. Only hill I know big enough to see it is Stone Mountain.
They're going to have to build a hill for that motherfucker. Google it. I can imagine they come somewhere. I will later. I damn sure will. Atlanta Beach.
You remember Atlanta Beach?
I've been there one time. That's why I had. So it used to be called Spider Beach. My dad used to. I don't know if that might be Atlanta Beach. It's called Spider Beach. Hey, what y'all think about Lake Lanier though? What I think about it is Lake Lanier, where motherfuckers drown. Bad about it. Look, where motherfuckers drown. This man made too, right? Yes. I seen the documentary the other day. It used to be a whole fucking farmland, but they flooded it.
They said the fish died. They got a whole forest under there.
All I gotta say is shout out to Ozark.
Whole forest, Lake Ozark, and cars. They flooded the bitch up. They made a dam and they flooded it out. But I made a difference.
I mean, I believe, no, I don't. I wouldn't put it past them.
Man, you gotta think about the type of people you're dealing with.
The government? Nigga, they put the, no, European. They put shit in the food for the
Chinese. You ain't talking about European. Let's go to Europe. God damn.
Well, I ain't going to European. I'm not European.
I mean, like, really?
Well, actually, I want to do my ancestry. I just don't feel like spending $100 on it. So
did you know what Zalia told me today?
She went, what?
She said, oh, you know you can just pay and it'll tell you what you are.
It's like $99.
Bullshit.
It's $99. I really want to do it, but the shade is I think they're putting my name in some database to come kill me.
Right.
They got the home one though, but you still gotta send it off.
Yeah.
They got my DNA. I had to take a DNA test for my kids.
Yeah, I ain't got one. They got mine. I'm a felon.
That's why
I got a fucking microchip.
But the ancestral machine, like, they know this shit on TV, they have them select.
Activate,
I don't know.
When
that
bitch activate, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I just don't trust that.
I know I got powers, but
that's
it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't trust the government, but I mean, hey. Are we going to Australia? They're not gonna let us in Canada because I got a felony. So we going to Australia or we get
a technically, we can go where we want to go.
Well, yeah, I'm a Moor, so I can travel to Timbuktu.
Well, I want to go.
Only if you submit an identification saying that you are your government name.
You're a prick.
That's the only reason you can submit to it.
Technically, I can go wherever I want to go because I'm schizo.
Okay, look, this is
but my name holds weight.
But the technicality thing is just
here.
Really
just a bullshit.
Ain't gonna work. We're right.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hurdles. Figuratively speaking. It's gonna be hurdles. We have to be able to get the fuck out of Atlanta because it is a death trap.
Are you remember that rain the other day?
Pretty much.
Yep. How about this, my little brother?
The rain seemed to come from the side.
Look. This right here is gonna motherfucking split your weed right here. Goddamn. But my brother, he was like, bro, that rain, you left out that shit was crazy, bro. It rained out of nowhere like a shower. Then it just stopped and it was dry. I said, you know what, bro? Me and my folk on the highway when that shit happened, bro. And goddamn.
Rain came from was
same
not
thing
wet.
That you said. Same thing.
Rain
right.
Comes
same thing
down.
That you said. Goddamn, but they tested some shit for
it was like
around.
A dry rain.
My brother said
it wasn't even a dry rain. It was like we was going up 85 and it was raining on. It was raining on 14th and 17th Street. But by the time we got to Buford Highway, it was dry like it never rained.
Collapsed it, and then they had the exit blocked off with no record.
But coming back, all the shit was
wet.
Dry.
Dry as fuck.
So look. So you remember like how the planes be like in
chemtrails?
Exactly.
Oh.
I said they doing chemtrails.
Never say
that. Got me what it is. Because
all the commercial planes. The commercial planes give off chemicals.
Hold on.
All the commercial planes that come from
give
off chemicals.
Why do you think my kids, you've been around me how long?
Furthermore,
why do you think my kids get in certain areas or in certain environments? They good. Ain't no coughing. Ain't no sneezing.
I mean, I talked about the allergies.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
However, you talking about... I see what you're saying. She's using the variable as in the nomadness and the gypsiness of their lifestyle.
Right.
By that, based upon the location... Because every vessel is... pretty much built out of the same shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Wood, metal, a little concrete and shit. But just the areas of town.
What they're used to.
The climate, the area.
What they do, what they're used to. Us be in the kitchen cooking. You get what I'm coming from?
Yeah, right, example. Can you
get
what
I mean?
My baby.
I'm trying to think back to when like, little kid.
My mom said this that made sense.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like,
being in the kitchen fucking cooking.
Everybody's
fine. Right. About what
you started.
Your body, about what your body used to. You gotta think about this too. You know what I'm saying? We are cells. We are pretty much replicas. Cells of our parents and stuff.
Yeah, we are replicas of our parents.
So, well, it's in their DNA, it's in ours too.
Is
it out?
What?
Oh, he on the phone.
I'm in the middle of a podcast taping. I gotta call you back. Just text my phone. Text me. But yeah, so I mean, guess what though? Guess what someone told me today?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
I'm
waiting to use this all day. Guess what? The unicorns told me that the mermaids were real.
You know what's funny? My daughters told me some shit like that the other day. I kid you not. My daughter. But my daughters, they love unicorns and mermaids. They got a bunch of purple ones and pink ones and
shit. I said,
what
you doing? Get what
she said. Wait on Uncle Benny. But no, you want to
know if it's really trippy, though? She said, wait on unicorn back, mom. She said, wait on Uncle Benny to get back. I was dead. I was out for real. Really
like, remember like a week or so ago, I was out with my kids. And my youngest daughter, she's four. And she looked, it was like a nice, clear blue sky. And she was looking at me like, Daddy, look at the sky. I hope the water don't fall down on this. I'm like.
It
was amazing to me because I believe in the theory of water up there.
I look up, don't look down.
I think it's water up there, dog.
Look to your children.
It's water up there.
Okay, now, what made you think it's water up there?
Because in the beginning, it's blue. This comes from the Egyptian book of the dead.
Okay, we're in a bubble.
Listen.
Flat Earth. I'm a flat earther, by the way. Listen. Before anybody says anything else, I'm a flat earther.
This comes from the Egyptian, our ancient people. Too.
You keep.
I'm not no goddamn Egyptian.
Maybe I'm just saying this comes from ancient times.
What? Thoth? The tablets of Thoth.
Everything. We started with Nun, which is water. Born into water. Me and my little younger brother, used to watch them live from NASA.
Everybody watched the live NASA show.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got leaks of people saying shit. You know, shit just blossomed. Shit just add up. Shit just add up just make sense, bro.
Let me explain.
I did my research and I've done and I have seen actual.
What you saying, Ashley? Who the fuck documented this documentation?
Edward Snowden told everybody that NASA was fake. Edward Snowden told everybody that the pictures were not real.
What the fuck?
Edward Snowden worked for NASA. Right. So it's just like, I've seen documentation too. My thing is,
is it like a documentation where both of them got afford
to? No, it's documentation. There are real people like Olivia Pope in this world who spin situations.
Like, you can't
have
the black lady.
Like, remember the day I went off on the lane? I said, "Bitch, who pays attention to the fucking news? Everybody knows it's fucking fake. It's just a distraction.
They gonna just show you what they want you to know.
It's really entertaining." People like drama. People like bullshit.
And what I used to tell my mom, she said, "You used to tell me you gonna be this monocle cop." I am the next.
That's why our president is who our president is. Yeah. It's because the world itself is in a crisis.
The
United States is the social butterfly. They want everyone to look at us while the rest of the world, like Bosnia, Botswana, go to war.
America got the world surrounded.
And clone meat, and they got people over there growing with power.
For a dumb motherfucker to sit next to me.
America has the world surrounded with military.
For a dumb motherfucker to sit next to me, and I'm actually riding next to this dumb motherfucker, to say goddamn Gucci Mane is a clone.
I mean.
And believe it, though. She said it with so much.
Who said this?
Black.
Who is that?
Cataracts.
Nobody. Her name is Black.
I mean,
it's probably not her real name.
They can.
Name.
She goes by Shade.
Why her name Black, but she riding white?
But why would they want to call Gucci Man?
Right.
Great purpose. Greater purpose.
I mean, other than only for dumb test purposes.
Yes,
for him
other than to.
He's nobody important.
And you can't
other
even
than
see
to be
it.
A part of the bigger plan
but
to brainwash people and manipulate people.
Yeah, you know but you think that you can manipulate me, baby? I'm not a manipulator.
But you can think about this, though. You do have a lot of artists, though, who do sell out to make a particular type of music.
But do y'all know?
That's real cute.
No.
What Oprah say? What I know for sure.
This is the truth. What's his name? What's his rapper?
It's all right.
But you ain't going to come for me. Pull up.
But what I'm saying is, do y'all know what age we're in right now?
Oh, yeah.
Age of speed?
No. What age?
Mark of the Beast.
No. What age are we in? What age is
the information?
Information was back in the millennium bug.
What age we be for the zodiac? For the astrology?
No, what age we're in as far as the human race? All white people are only supposed to walk the earth for like 6,000 years.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
And
what we just
we're actually in the age of awakening.
Is it?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I heard that.
Meaning that we're doing a shift in consciousness.
Hey, everyone. No. What you have said is a fact because I see it.
Hands up to 85.
I see it every day. Like, I hear people talking and then when I
speak. And I just be like.
And particularly when I speak and have conversations with people that I
don't
know.
Yeah, just you.
No, bro, no, Fred. I'm like this.
I know you're just
like me. Oh, they
I'm just saying.
Like you said, remember we seen the lady, the bum standing outside the gas station. And you're like, I hope she's talking about something. And I said, the bullshit is, she's talking about a lie.
Right,
and
right.
You just got to stop
it. Exactly. So what I said, balance out, we're like, hey.
I'm the only one that's awake, but I'm saying, like, when I have a conversation with somebody and I spit my piece. And they spit their piece. And then,
but you always, your piece always prevails. Because you seem like the type that, you seem like the type that pushes your agenda.
I don't push it.
You push your agenda.
I don't think
you
don't
push it to
like, you ever talk to a Christian and the whole time they're trying to get you to come to church?
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch, get out my face.
No, like, I'm going to come to church.
Bitch.
I'm going to do the fuck I want to do what I want to do. Fuck you talking about.
There is where you got
to. Oh, where you want to go? Oh, back to your car? Nah, you bitch. Cross.
This is where perception comes in.
They got that $70 already watching your bitch ass.
Because my uncle. No, because my uncle. No, my uncle was a crackhead, okay? This nigga got saved, and all of a sudden, everybody in the family got to go to church.
Oh, well.
No, bitch. I ain't a crackhead.
My uncle. He ain't trying to beat me like that. My uncle tried to beat me like that. I don't rock like that. I don't force that on nobody.
No, you don't. But your conversation is very persuasive.
Oh, very aggressive.
Yeah, probably, yes.
Is that the term?
In a room full of shy people who are they're not. You're forcing them to listen. In a room full of shy people who don't know how to stand up to you, you are forcing them to listen to you. In a room, having a conversation with a person who don't know how to jump in and shut you up, you're forcing them to listen to you.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, let me get it.
It's persuasion.
I understand you right. Correct.
It's persuasion.
So pretty much,
it's one of their tactics to the 49 hours.
No, it's pretty much like,
it's all about my approach, my projection, I'm speaking, I speak with authority, I speak with assertion.
You're speaking with authority.
It's about your intention.
It's a genuine intention.
Because you're premeditating. Remember you told me that earlier?
It's a genuine intention, though.
It's not.
It is.
Because you're premeditating.
Your intention is to genuinely pass on knowledge to people that you think. But I'm going to tell you one person that stumps you every
somebody
time.
Else can tell you can't say you can't tell me that's not genuine.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying your intention is genuinely to persuade people to believe like you. So come on, Moses, to lead them to the goddamn freedom land.
No.
That is your persuasion. That's what I was saying. Because my persuasion is not genuinely
I'm trying to persuade them to believe what I want them to believe.
It ain't even no persuasion. Is that fact about it?
They open the door to it.
No, they open the door for you to spit. They open the door for you to spit facts and make it seem like. But you don't. Who wants to always fucking be woken up by you,
nigga? I just want to speak up.
Just answer that question. Don't persuade me.
I can't answer that question.
Because you don't know.
I can't help myself though if they open the door to and they ask me a question and I explain to them. I can't explain. What thing about it? Well, this is what it boils down to. I'm me. I can't help who I am.
No, that's not.
That's a dude.
That's a cop out.
Yeah, no, that's a cop out.
It's keep getting goddamn loud when my goddamn chair back there asleep.
You loud too.
Okay, because I can be, nigga. Wait.
This is why this
fuck you mean?
Shit, okay, nigga.
Talk the fuck down. No, that bullshit.
You're yelling, and I'm trying to explain.
If he's yelling.
You are too. Yeah, you are too. So what the fuck?
I wasn't saying that.
No, you were. You were yelling too. That's what I'm trying to explain to both of y'all at this point. It's a yelling and it's a screaming match, and no one is listening to no one else's side. No one wants to hear.
What I hear everybody. Is.
No, you don't.
But one thing, can't nobody see.
You're so
how I am.
You're nigga, my nigga. I know how you are.
I know I'm genuine.
Are you finna sit over here and tell
no,
me?
No, I'm sitting here saying that I don't force shit on nobody.
Nigga, if I'm telling you what I think my perception is, how the fuck you gonna tell me that I can't tell you what my perception is and you just take my...
I'm telling you that I'm sitting here telling you that I'm not like that.
Nigga, I took your opinion and I put it in my back pocket. So you take my opinion and put it in your back pocket. And that's how we gonna rock with that. You understand me? That's how that shit's supposed to motherfucking go.
And if it go in the washer and the dryer, we gonna come out with the
like
same
I understand what you're saying, but I'm also letting you, my nigga, know that it can come off another way to a simple-minded person who is not as intelligent as
I
you
understand
are.
That.
Or intelligent.
But
okay.
I don't ever get that backlash.
Okay,
nobody
so was understood. Don't gotta be explained, and you ain't gotta worry about no backlash if your intention was good from the fucking beginning. Period.
That's my whole point.
Because you think I give a fuck what somebody think about what the fuck I gotta say? No, because my intention was never bad. I never said the shit that you put in my mouth. And at the end of the day, I still gonna feel the same way.
About?
Everything. And both of y'all have been on that side of me. So, get with it.
This was
you was just on that side the other morning.
Yeah.
With more of the story.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's how you are able to walk amongst the raindrops and not get wet.
That's
how you're able to assimilate and still get your agenda across. Because there's going to be people that are afraid to stand up